Howdy, and welcome to Bob the Lector. I'm Bob. The purpose of this podcast is to inspire Catholic lectors to bring their proclamation of God's Word to life. This episode is for the first reading for the January 11th Sunday Mass, the Baptism of the Lord. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, "Here is my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen one, with whom I am pleased, upon whom I have put my spirit. He shall bring forth justice to the nations, not crying out, not shouting, not making his voice heard in the street. A bruised reed he shall not break, and a smoldering wick he shall not quench, until he establishes justice on the earth. The coastlands will wait for his teaching. I, the Lord, have called you for the victory of justice. I have grasped you by the hand. I formed you and set you as a covenant of the people, a light for the nations, to open the eyes of the blind, to bring out prisoners from confinement, and from the dungeon, those who live in darkness." The word of the Lord. Wow, nobody delivers the good news like Isaiah. His writing is so poetic. Let's get to it, shall we? I always start my own lector practice with preparation, which is not the external proclamation, but the internal discernment of the message. What is God saying here? What is his purpose? What is the meaning of this reading? Because if it doesn't mean anything to us, how can we as lectors make it mean anything to the congregation before us? From a big picture standpoint, we're celebrating the baptism of the Lord. And in this first reading, the Messiah is presented as a servant. This segues directly to the gospel, where Jesus submits himself to be baptized. John the Baptist, his cousin and likely BFF from birth, is resistant to the point of trying to stop him, but Jesus persists and insists. So John begrudgingly acquiesces. We see who wears the sandals in this relationship. Stylistically, this passage uses a series of parallelisms to describe the Messiah. Look for them and draw out the poetic cadence of each one. In this reading, God the Father introduces his Son. I tried crawling inside this reading, struggling to envision its setting. I picture a ginormous assembly of every person that's ever lived, where the Father is speaking about his Son in the third person, and then shifts to the second person, as if he turns to his Son to tell him his mission. The next thing that stood out is the word justice, which shows up three times: justice to the nations, justice on the earth, and victory of justice. The most significant point might be to step back and look at one of the most important tenets of public speaking. Who is our audience? Picture parishioners before you who are in a difficult place. Imagine those who feel like a bruised reed, a smoldering wick, who are living in darkness. Deliver this good news to them with a tone of tenderness, comfort, and hope. What lessons do you get from this reading? Isaiah begins, "Thus says the Lord." Announce this slowly with a commanding tone. Emphasize "thus" to evoke both authority and urgency. This isn't Isaiah talking. This is God the Father talking. So speak with power. The next segment, "Here is my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen one, with whom I am pleased, upon whom I have put my spirit." Here is the first pair in the series of parallelisms mentioned earlier. Emphasize the poetic cadence of "my servant" and "my chosen one." And in the same clause, we have "whom I uphold, with whom I am pleased, and upon whom I have put my spirit." Emphasize the subjects of this sentence, "my servant" and "my chosen one." Then we have the three "whom" appearances. Emphasize the first "whom," then "with," and a pawn, which each precede whom. The next section. He shall bring forth justice to the nations. This is our first of three justices. Emphasize that word. Then the next segment has another series of beautifully poetic parallelisms, each beginning with not. Not crying out, not shouting, not making his voice heard in the street. Emphasize the word not. In the next segment, the word not shows up two more times, and we get the second of our three justices. A bruised reed he shall not break, and a smoldering wick he shall not quench, until he establishes justice on the earth. So the parallelism here includes two more nots, each preceded by he shall, and followed by the verbs break and quench, but starting with the objects, bruised reed and smoldering wick. There's another way to deliver the first two lines of this segment, which is what I used when I did the reading earlier. Consider presenting them as questions, followed by a brief pause, then an answer. A bruised reed, he shall not break, and a smoldering wick, he shall not quench. Pick a style authentic for you. Whichever you choose, focus on the people in the pews who are hurt and wounded and might feel like bruised reeds or smoldering wicks. Speak this segment with a tone of heartfelt compassion, comfort, and consolation for them. Then we have, until he establishes justice on the earth. That's our second of three justices. Strongly accentuate it. Then the next line. The coastlands will wait for his teaching. Highlight coastlands and wait. Pause after teaching. Suddenly we have a dramatic shift in direction. God the Father moves from speaking about his Son in the third person to now speaking to him in the second person, as if giving him instructions for his mission. I, the Lord, have called you for the victory of justice. I have grasped you by the hand. I formed you and set you as a covenant of the people, a light for the nations. Proclaim I, the Lord, with the same commanding tone you opened the reading with when you announced, Thus says the Lord. We have the third of our three justices, and we have some wonderful parallelisms here. Called you, grasped you, formed you, and set you. So emphasize each of those. Also stress the words victory and justice. If you didn't already notice, this is a long sentence. And you thought we dodged that bullet by getting assigned Isaiah rather than St. Paul, didn't you? Well, at least Isaiah is poetic, so we'll begrudge him some grammatical grace. Unfortunately, you will not share in that magnanimity, and I trust you will endure a minute or so of me deconstructing this sentence in the hopes of providing better linguistic clarity to Isaiah's message. The word set has you as its object. You has a series of modifiers. The first is a prepositional phrase, as a covenant of the people. The second is an appositive, a light for the nations. Emphasize the parallelisms of covenant of the people and light for the nations, as well as the words covenant and light. But the sentence and the object you aren't done with this yet. You is modified by two infinitives, to open and to bring. Deliver the closing section with both power and tenderness, to open the eyes of the blind, to bring out prisoners from confinement and from the dungeon, those who live in darkness. Bring out has two objects, prisoners from confinement and those who live in darkness from the dungeon. So we have parallelisms of to open and to bring out, also from confinement and from the dungeon. Emphasize open and prisoners. Say, and from the dungeon. With a downward lilting tone. Close with those who live in darkness with the most heartfelt and empathetic tone you can muster. Picture yourself one-on-one, face-to-face, with a fellow parishioner who feels imprisoned or for whatever reason is living in darkness. You are Jesus' living presence to them. In the here and now, assuring them of their impending emancipation. Well, that's all for now. Thanks for listening. My hope is these ideas will help you find your authentic voice, so your proclamation of God's word will transform your listeners, whether they're in pain and broken or just going through the motions, because the good news deserves great delivery. Visit us on the web at bobthelector.org, and we'll see you at the Ambo.